Okay. I'd like to call this emergency meeting of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District to order. Please rise and give the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Kim Hodney.
Present.
Sonia Scan.
Here.
Bridget Mattson.
Here.
Diane Gubitayo.
Here.
Jordan Fab.
Here.
Paul Robbins Jr.
Present.
Nicole Anderson.
Here.
And can the call, can the callers that are on the conference phone, can you hear us well enough?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and just to, for the record, we have Vice President, Board President Sonia Scan on conference call. We have Board Member Paul Robbins Jr. on conference call, and Superintendent Beth Lougie is on our conference call in attendance. We have a quorum. Thank you all for interrupting your day and making it for our, this special meeting. A little bit out of the norm, but here we are doing what we were elected to do. Purpose of this meeting is to act, approve and talk about the community risk level. EOC raised the community risk level to high, level 3. And when that happens, then our contingent plan, our SMART plan, moves us to a risk level of medium, which there are, as we know, many things happen in that respect. I will be proposing motion going forward that. Is there any discussion? Because there are a few things that, that we'd like to talk about in this, but I'll open it to the floor. Any questions, any discussion we might have for the superintendent?
Do you want to do it after the motion, Mr. President?
Mm-hmm.
Would this be an appropriate time for staff on request to describe it, the details, what the medium plan is going to entail based on the Smart Start?
Exactly. And Katie, you or Beth would like to?
Beth and I have collaborated to provide a statement. And so I'll read the statement, and then of course Ms. Lougie is on the phone to answer questions. But this is a letter that was designed previously to provide communication to the school board and parents of the community related to our Smart Start planning and implementation throughout the year, given the change to risk levels. So dear Katie,
I can't hear the speaker very well.
Oh, here. Maybe I'll move over. Can you hear me better now?
Loud and clear.
All right.
That was clear.
Okay. All right. Dear KGBSD school board members and parents, as partners in this pandemic, thank you for your continued support with our school's health and safety protocols. Our staff's hard work was made possible for us to continue with the district's mission of together we foster an educational culture of academic excellence, meaningful connections, and nurturing environments to maximize every student's unique potential. As a community together, we can continue to be Ketchikan strong. We want you to know that our goal is to continue educating while keeping your child and our staff's health and safety a priority. We are constantly monitoring the current situation in the community, including the number of positive COVID cases and community risk levels. The superintendent participates in the EOC policy group and receives regular updates from the Unified Command on the current situation in Ketchikan. I apologize. And how it may relate to or impact school district operations. This information is then used to adjust current Smart Start risk levels in order to protect students and staff. This year, we have carefully reviewed the operating setup at each one of our schools and engaged in conversation with school administration, Ketchikan EOC Unified Command, and the medical support team with regard to measures that will be taken at either medium or high risk level under the Smart Start plan. And as a result, we have made some modifications to our plans. With this in mind, we wanted to share with you what will happen should the community move to level 3 high risk. For students that attend Houtling Elementary, Fawn Mountain Elementary School and Annex, Point Higgins Elementary, Tonga School of Arts and Sciences plus Annex, Ketchikan Charter School, Annex K through 8th grade, and Tribal Scholars Program. These elementary schools, including Annex Sites, Ketchikan Charter School, and also Ketchikan Middle School and Tribal Scholars Program, can remain open 5 days a week because of the steps that have been taken since the opening of school. For students that attend Schoenbar Middle School, K-High, we will have to move to the Smart Start medium level of a blended learning model where students are on-site 2 days per week and working asynchronously online 3 days a week from home and in the school's designated on-campus annex site. This 50% plan allows us to further reduce class sizes, increase social distancing, and more tightly cohort our students while still ensuring quality learning experiences for every student. For students that attend Revilla Junior Senior High School, we will have to move to the Smart Start medium level of a blended learning model where students are attending half days on site and half day at home, completing asynchronous work Monday through Thursday, and on Friday, all students at home completing asynchronous work. If there should be a level 3 community alert, the school board shall convene an emergency meeting and make the final determination, which is what we're doing here. We'll continue to maintain all safety measures and monitor the community level outbreaks and adjust whenever needed. As previously stated, our goal is to continue educating while keeping your child and our staff's health and safety a priority. We will continue to keep you apprised of any further changes. So essentially what the district is proposing is very similar to our previous operations under the high community risk level and our district's medium risk level plan. And that's wherein that the elementary schools and the charter schools will remain in session with the current schedule 5 days a week. And Schoenbar Middle School, Ketchikan High School, and Revilla Junior Senior High move to their respective 50% models. We're proposing that this is done for 1 week, beginning Monday, February 8th to Friday, February 12th, with a plan to reconvene as a board and evaluate the community's risk level and projections for the following week. We also are proposing a synchronous learning day for Schoenbar Middle School, K-High, and Revilla on Friday, February 5th, to be able to provide the schools and the teachers and staff an opportunity to prepare for making the switch to the medium risk plan model for the following week. That also provides us an opportunity to ensure that our busing is set up appropriately, that our food service opportunities are set up appropriately, and to give just a little bit of time after the announcement of the change in risk level for the community.
Did you say asynchronous or synchronous?
Asynchronous. Okay. So essentially, we're proposing that tomorrow be an online at-home learning day.
For Schoenbar, Revilla, and K-High?
Yes, for the
elementary
school specifically.
Elementary schools will all
sustain.
Yes, stay correct. Safe.
They have early dismissal, but that's it.
Right.
And I think us going, we talked about that, the 1 week at a time instead of 2 weeks is kind of a better way to go, and we can reconvene probably next Thursday again at this time to, you know, to reassess where the community level is and things of that nature.
Mr. Hundy.
Mr. Gubitaya.
I think this pretty much is in line with what I was hoping we would decide. I think it's significant to point out that we haven't had an outbreak in the schools since we reconvened here recently, and I think so the least disruption we can create in the schools, the better. And I think students are somewhat accustomed to this at the middle through high school since they've already gone through it once. And I do like that we're keeping it to 1 week and then reconsidering what the plan is going forward.
I couldn't agree more.
President Hunting?
Yes, Mr. Robbins.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to add a couple of comments. First, my continued gratitude to Superintendent Lauji, the administrators, and all the staff of our school district who have put together this plan that allows us to keep the majority of our children in school even as we move into this high risk, along with the EO. We move into our medium program while the city moves into high risk. So my continued gratitude there. And I also wanted to point out that, just like Diane did, that I think it's fantastic that even though this community has moved into the high risk factor multiple times throughout this past year, It was never the Ketchikan School District that was the reason for that or any kind of outbreak in our schools because of the great plan that was put in place by the administration and pushed for by the community and because of the great job that our teachers are doing. So looking forward to supporting this decision and allowing the district to continue to keep our schools open by moving in step with the EOC.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Robbins. Any other comments before Bridget?
Thank you, President Huddy. I am happy that we have a plan that's nimble and that we're able to adjust quickly. I am grateful that we're going to reassess this in a week. It does have a huge effect on our middle and high school youth. And if we were able to have vaccines for our teachers, I wouldn't be in support of moving to 50%, because it really does impact these kids on a huge level. We're seeing in the United States specifically issues with mental health, and we're seeing impacts on grades. But since we are not moving into the tier that allows our teachers to get vaccinated, we have to consider a lot of differing factors, and I think that it's important that we continue to advocate for us to move to that next tier to allow our teachers to be vaccinated and so that we can keep our kids in school throughout the district and not just as the elementary school levels.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more. Mr. Tabb.
I appreciate the hard work that everyone has put into this plan to this point. Like, we have a very solid, comprehensive and agile plan for our district. It's the result of a lot of sweat and tears and maybe a bit of blood on the part of our community stakeholders. I definitely want to indicate my support for this as we go forward and want to encourage people to trust in the plan that's been built to this point. I do, you know, want to point out, you know, while we have many concerns about how our high schoolers in particular are doing, the reminder that they are biologically very similar to adults, and the risks that COVID presents to high schoolers are very different than they present to small children. And we are all in the high school today and saw the conditions that our high schoolers are working in. And despite our best efforts to provide social distancing, they are in a tight space, often sharing close quarters for long amounts of time. And making a move to protect them as well is very important. But I hope the community can continue to follow mandates, socially distance, wear masks, and stay the heck away from each other so that we can get back down to a lower level. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ms. Anderson.
I just want to reiterate the idea that we're looking at a 1 week at a time. Last time when we moved into this in October, we were hoping it would only be 2 weeks, and it turned out to be near a month and a half. So I'm hopeful that our community can do what it needs to do, what it should be doing all along to mitigate the exposure to people, socially distance, wear your masks, and get our kids back in school full time quicker than last time.
Ms. Kubitayo?
A couple things. It's my understanding that our letter advocating for teachers to move up in
to be considered.
Priority, yes, just to advocate for that. That went out, correct?
Correct.
And the CDC just yesterday had a big thing about it, about teachers getting, being essential workers and getting shots, you know, so keeping schools open. The other question I had was regarding activities, and we have quite a few activities going on now. Are we going to sustain them the way they're going, or what's the plan for activities now?
Lots of restrictions that take precedence over school district restrictions because it is based on our community risk level.
So things of this weekend will probably be suspended, I assume?
We actually have invited our activities director and representatives from the high school to be able to speak to that portion of the plan. Each activity that's external to the district also has mitigation plans that they have shared with the district, and so there are some variances depending on the activity. But for our internal activities, I'll ask Mr. Cole Maxwell to come and speak to that, and Mr. Jason House to come and speak to things related to how the facility will be operating.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. I guess, first of all, looking at activities, I mean, the first thing that occurs.
Just identify yourself.
I'm Cole Maxwell, assistant principal and activities director at Ketchikan High School. There's sort of two things going on. There's the community risk level going up to level 3, which then limits the size of groups that can gather at any given space and point, which then limits what goes on as far as outside groups using, you know, KYSL using the Ox Gym, or, you know, KTB and First City Players using, you know, our auditorium. I mean, those sorts of things we then have to kick into place what sort of mitigation needs to occur there. We also have in our plan for when the school district goes to level 2, when we go to the medium, the 50% in school, in-person learning at the high school, that there are mitigations that occur there where we have no spectators at events that occur. Only participants are allowed at the events. We have had events when we were in the 50% model before. KTB had an event, I believe, but there was just them. So we will be reaching out. I will spend all afternoon reaching out to all the groups who are involved. I mean, we have, you know,
We have Mary Poppins
this weekend. We'll need to discuss whether or not how that goes forward, or if it goes forward. I mean the bands did their concert when we were in this level, but they streamed them all, and the only people to watch were online. So we will do what we need to do in order to follow the guidelines that are in the community risk level being level 3, and then our own level being level 2. I don't know that I answered your question.
Any questions for Mr. Maxwell? Ms. Guta?
Oh, I happen to participate in KYSL, I referee, and the way we've been running it thus far is just students, the players only, coaches with masks, and referee, boom, that's it, in the gym.
Right, and that all depends on numbers. I need to look again. Mm-hmm. I just sent a text, and I can't remember if the number was 20 or 25. But so I need to see what the numbers from the community, from the EOC, the limited sizes, if it's 20 or 25, and then see if we can still maintain within that range in order to have those things go on. The other question is truly when this starts. I mean, you all said it starts Monday, but then we said this weekend is affected. I mean, I need to be in communication with Juno Douglas High School here rather quickly to see whether they get on a plane tomorrow to come, and that's a decision they will make.
Can I make a clarification?
Yeah.
So for the purposes of our kind of putting out an operational plan, the plan starts today.
Okay.
Just for the fact that we're going to, part of the planning is that we're going to get through the day as a district, and then tomorrow for our schools that need that additional social distancing and cohorting, that will be a asynchronous learning day from home. Right. So for our purposes, when we're working with external groups, the risk level changed this morning. So kind of carrying out with those in as quick a time as possible is probably in the best interest of the district.
We will effectively be in this mode starting tomorrow with the asynchronous learning on Friday. The Monday and will affect, just continue the effect, but for the junior or for elementary and how that works. But it actually starts tomorrow, which will be part of, you know, what we'll be deciding on, with tomorrow being the asynchronous learning, which is really the marker where it starts.
No, so, and that works better in the, for trying to determine what activities can occur. That language works better as a timeline. But I mean, even like our practices and drop-ins will then all be under that same mitigation plan of how big groupings can be and that sort of thing, so.
Any further questions for Mr. Maxwell?
Oh, one quick comment. To my knowledge, a lot of these activities have been going on. We haven't had any outbreaks relevant to them, is that correct?
Yes, not relative to the activities.
To the activities.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
School's doing great. The outside of the schools, not so much.
No comment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. House, comments too?
Not particularly. I think Mr. Maxwell did a fantastic job of addressing the concerns. And as he mentioned, we are in communication with Juno Douglas. He's been talking with the AD. I was on the phone with Ms. Casperson just a couple of hours ago, and fundamentally that decision about whether or not they wish to travel in regards to us having a change in our community risk level, that's their decision as a school and a school board. I did communicate with Ms. Casperson when I spoke with her earlier that if the Ketchikan board chose to go to the 50% model, that we would be able to offer an event that did not have spectators, and perhaps that'll factor into their decision about whether or not they choose to come in. And then I'll be working with Ms. Mattson and FCP and other groups around some of these other events and how they can restructure those in light of kind of that reduced capacity and the lack of spectators. So, but overall, I'd just like to thank the board for just moving quickly on this and, you know, for working to keep our school district safe, keep our kids safe, and keep school open to the greatest extent possible. And I think this shift to the 50% really creates that opportunity for us to increase that social distancing, keep students safer as the community kind of rides this wave of that increased risk level. And then we hope to return to normal operations when it's safe and prudent to do so. So thank you.
It's probably premature to ask, but anything that we miss, like if we have to scrub this weekend's basketball game, what is the probability of being able to reschedule so the kids really don't miss out on it? It's just postponed versus canceled forever.
So I'll let Mr. Maxwell speak to the idea of rescheduling.
Well, as the season, not the season, as the school year has been, that's what all the volleyball and cross country was week to week, deciding on who you can play and where you can play. We actually had, because the Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain boys basketball teams are currently under quarantine, we almost had Mount Edgecombe coming here this weekend because their game got canceled and trying to find a game with us. And so that's just what we'll do.
So
we'll
make it happen. There's a lot of regional work going on between everybody and cooperation, which is a good thing. So yep, the kids are okay.
Yeah, and I mean, and the ultimate goal as far as activities goes is to get, one, kids who are active do better in school, so we want them to be active. Secondly, we want to try to make sure that we play our conference games, get those things done if we can. And so we'll just be, you know, maybe we'll play on Tuesdays, we'll meet, you know, somewhere in between and play, but try to make it happen as well as we can, yeah.
Well, you have our support, I think, pretty much to get her done what we can, get done safely. Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Lougy, any comments for the board?
I don't know if you can hear me, but no, I just appreciate all the work everybody has done and how quickly our schools are ready to move to different levels. When I give them information that we need to move to the different levels, so I appreciate everybody.
And I like to say, Ms. Lougy, I appreciated the call last evening. She let me know that this was oncoming or a possibility. We had a discussion last evening. We agreed to the idea of the 1 week. I was very much glad to hear her support that, because we kind of see it the same way. And we want to keep things moving, but moving smartly. So I appreciate that call last night, Ms. Lougy, and thanks for getting this together to get us here today at noon.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Sonia or Mr. Robbins, any comments or questions?
This is Sonia, and I'm here. Everything sounds good.
Same for you, Mr. Robbins?
Nothing further. Thank you.
So, see nothing further. I move to approve the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District schools changing to Smart Start medium level plans. We're in the elementary schools and Ketchikan Charter School Middle School remain with the current schedule of 5 days per week, and Schoenbar Middle School, Ketchikan High School, and Revilla Junior Senior High School move to a 50% model. This will take effect February 8th through February 12th, and with February 5th being an asynchronous model of at-home learning. With the board reconvening next Thursday on February 11th for reconsideration to extend or to end the Smart Start medium level plan.
Second, a very long motion.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion, please.
Can I suggest that when you mentioned the Friday, February 5th, at Fresenius Learning, that it's clarified that that's for the Schoenbar High School and Junior High, Schoenbar High School and Revilla Junior and Senior High. Just a clarification.
Perfect point. Yeah, because this is an excellent point.
Ms. Rodney, could I also do a friendly amendment to change the dates of that from February 5th to begin this plan on February 5th instead of the 8th for clarity?
I'm good with that, but I'll defer to Ms. Lauti and Katie. Is that kind of make it more clear for the public and those involved?
I think for the purposes of instituting our plans that are supplemental to the main mainstream education, that would make sense. And just know that as a district, you have given us direction to carry out a plan that incorporates the intent of the original motion.
Okay, so who can read that back? So I guess.
You want to go ahead and kind of restate that with.
Yes.
As a new.
So to restate the. The motion in front of I move to approve KGBSD schools changing to Smart Start medium level plans, wherein the elementary schools and Ketchikan Charter School Middle School remain with the current schedule of 5 days per week, and Schoenbar Middle School, Ketchikan High School, and Revilla Junior High School move to 50% model. SMS, K High, and Revilla will go online asynchronous learning on February 5th and start the 50% model on the 8th, February 8th, with the secondary schools, elementary schools remaining at their current schedules. Did I get that right?
A little redundant part of it.
Been seconded by Ms. Madsen. Discussion is it's a long motion, I realize, and without having it truly written down well, does everyone understand the motion in front of us? Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, please call the roll.
Nicole.
Yes.
Paul Robbins.
Aye.
Jordan Tabb.
Aye.
Diane DiBattaglio.
Yes.
Bridget Mattson.
Yes.
Sonia Scan.
Yes.
Kim Hodney.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much for your time, and I do want to acknowledge real quickly the great work on the letter that has gone out by Mr. Robbins and Ms. Parrott, I think Diane was a part of that chain as well, but that went out really well. It was extremely well written. I so appreciate the letter and the editing. Paul, that was good. I think it made the point very clear that we believe as a board and as a community that our teachers have earned the right for consideration for vaccinations as soon as it can be accommodated. If that means moving up a tier, however that goes, but we have, I want everybody I thank you so much for that push, because we were working on that. It's been in our brain and in our behind the scenes efforts for a while. Now it's time to get loud. The letters went out on Monday afternoon. Is that right, Ms. Parrott?
Yes.
Yeah, they're out Monday, so tomorrow's Friday. Everybody should have them in hand by tomorrow. So I'm gonna start my own telemarketing on them tomorrow. I'm gonna, have you seen it? Have you read it? You know, where are we with it? You know, we're not gonna let this one lie down and die. It wasn't just a piece of paper that went out because we thought it was the right thing to do, because it was the right thing to do. And I just so appreciate the hard work that went into getting it out quickly. And could you let, who all did it go to, Katie? I don't want to miss anybody. I'm good at missing.
It went to Senator Stedman, Representative Ortiz. It also went to the Office of the Governor, to AASB, to the Department of Health and Social Services, so including Commissioner Crum, Dr. Ann Zink, as well as the vaccine, COVID Vaccine Task Force, and the Vaccine Allocation Committee.
And then locally, it went to our...
Locally, it was sent to the Ketchikan EOC, to our Ketchikan Public Health, and KEA.
Perfect. So we got great
President
members.
Harding.
Pardon, Mr. Robbins?
I just wanted to ask, now that it's sufficiently been put out to all the public entities, is the district planning to send it to a media list, or do you want me to do that on behalf of the district and let the media know to contact the board president if they want comments?
That communication did already go out, and I apologize that I'm not sure I CC'd all the board members in that, so I should have, that was my mistake. But that communication did go out to local media with directing questions or inquiries to the president.
Just local, or did you hit Anchorage and statewide media as well?
I did not. I included just local. So I think that would be definitely something, if the board wants to send it out statewide, that's something that we can facilitate, or it can be provided by a volunteer of the board. Either, however you would prefer.
Mr. Robbins, we're thinking in the same idea line there. If you have those resources, those contacts, in my opinion, that would be great to follow on with for press release.
I can do that if Ms. Parrott would forward me the message she sent to the local media.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can facilitate that going broader.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I'll do that today.
That'd be wonderful. Loud and proud we are.
Okay.
Ms. Kubitayo.
And I agree with you, Mr. Hodney. I think we as individuals can back it up and follow up and pursue some outcome and answer.
You bet. Start talking it up, pushing those that you know influence. Any further questions, discussions? Nothing?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Move to adjourn. Yeah, we're done. Thank you very much.